This is Viewpoints with Kirby Anderson.
More than a decade ago, Vanderbilt University issued an ultimatum to religious student groups that they must affirm the students' non-discrimination policy. The Christian group on campus believed that the leaders should share the religious beliefs and values of the religious organization. So David French, who was a religious liberties litigator at the time, wanted to help the organization. But the leader, Tish Harrison Warren, felt that a Christian conservative lawyer like him, who was also an Iraq War veteran, was the wrong person to make the case. Instead, she concluded that she was an acceptable kind of evangelical. She wasn't a fundamentalist and liberal in many of her views. Well, she found out how wrong she was. In her article, in Christianity Today, she realized that inside the church, the territory between, say, conservative Christians and more liberal Christians seems vast. But she found out that subscribers to broad Christian orthodoxy occupy the same square foot of cultural space. Why do I tell the story? I found that many young Christians think that if they are just liberal enough, the world will accept them. They tell themselves they aren't like those other Christians. They're the right kind of Christians. As I often say on radio, you never can be woke enough. Just consider the plight of so many liberals who are currently being criticized by the left. There is British author J.K. Rowling. There is George Washington law professor Jonathan Turley. There are comedians like Bill Maher and David Chappelle. Leftist critics scorn and ridicule upon them and post lots of angry tweets directed at them. I believe these young people are fooling themselves by thinking that they would be accepted for being the right kind of Christian. I'm Kirby Anderson, and that's my point of view.
Go deeper on topics like you just heard by visiting pointofview.net. That's pointofview.net.